From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Tom Baudette, Amy Dickinson, and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl comes out in favor of rhymosexual marriage. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, newly declassified documents reveal Osama bin Laden was known throughout Al-Qaeda for having a severe weakness. He was really, really bad at what?
I know he liked Just for Men hair coloring. Is that? No.
He did color his beard. That was sort of a different kind of weakness. He was bad at something.
Is it a game? No.
No. Among other things, he always typed in all caps. Very annoying.
A bad emailer?
He was a terrible emailer, apparently. He wasn't very good at it. Failing kidneys are not the only thing that Osama bin Laden had in common with your grandpa. He had a lot of trouble with email. You can't blame him. He spent the last 20 years in caves, hideouts, and war zones, and he was using a really out-of-date email service called Death to America Online. And this is funny. A lot of the time, for security purposes, he would type out his emails, put them on a flash drive, give them to an aide who would then take them to a coffee shop with Wi-Fi to send them, which is why every Starbucks in Afghanistan has been hit by a predator drone.
Did he like lots of forwarding, I bet?
Oh, yeah. Because
funny jokes.
He was constantly forwarding these lame fatwas. It was terrible. And he was reportedly really bad at handling attachments, and the worst, he'd always accidentally hit reply Al-Qaeda.
Reply Al-Qaeda.
So that would be, it would be especially annoying if, you know, you write an email and you say, see the closed attachment for fatwa instructions, mm-hmm. and you give it to a courier who smuggles it into another country, gives it another courier
right.
who smuggles it to some secret location, and then he forgot to attach the
attachment. You know. Could you resend, please?
Right.
Yeah.
My word processor can't read this format. Could you resend? Oh.
God, they should just print it out and pack it in their underwear. Carry it that way. Much easier. What would Osama autocorrects to? Like if you're trying to, it must have been
Obama,
very
frustrating. Obama, clearly.
Yes. Very, very frustrating. I'm not Obama, I'm Osama.
Tom, new data suggests that 40% of New York City's 911 calls are caused by what?
Misdialing?
Yes, well, specifically butt dialing.
Oh.
Accidental calls, yeah. Oh. It just stinks. You get in the subway after a long day at work, you sit down, and your butt calls the cops. Dispatcher's like, what's that, sir? Too bootylicious? You're not ready for this jelly? We'll send an officer right away. To cut down on the high rate of butt emergencies, city officials have introduced an educational outreach initiative to teach New Yorkers to lock their phones in their pockets, to wear looser-fitting pants, to utilize their front pockets more. They also want to make people aware of all the butts with real emergencies whose calls were not taken seriously.
I love how they have to educate people about that. Wouldn't you think that if it happens to you once, that's it?
Right.
Like, you never do that again?
When the cops show up, guns
drawn.
Yeah,
the cops, yeah. And they take your butt into custody? I mean, it's like...
I thought the answer was going to be drunk dialing.
When people get drunk, and like, I really want to talk to a dispatcher right now. Possibly. The flip side of this, of course, is that it's been a boom time for 911 operators who happen to be fluent in butt.
You know, you keep saying butt. It's pocket dialing. It's really more about the thigh.
You think?
Well, if you put it in your back pocket, you're going to crush your phone. Do people really put their phones in their back pocket?
Not everyone wears tight pants like some people.
That you aren't going to mention right now. Amy, a recent survey of 1,000 Americans found the majority of women fantasize about having a sexual encounter where?
Sorry, I was lost in thought. What?
Well, where were you thinking of, Amy?
It's that scene in that Tom Cruise movie, Risky Business, on the train. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Have some water, Amy.
Sorry.
Okay, the Durex company, which is interested in this topic, did a survey of 1,000 Americans, and they found that the majority of women, the highest number, imagined a romantic encounter where? Picked this was their number one choice.
In the kitchen, of course.
No. Of
oh
course,
God,
really?
We're learning a lot here.
Well, no, if you got bored with your partner, you'd have an excellent view of Paris to distract you.
And the Eiffel Tower?
And the Eiffel Tower, of all places.
Oh,
that
really?
Was
that's
everyone
so
to...
sharp and pointy.
I know.
Right.
And cold yeah. and exposed yeah. and crowded sort of, with tourists.
It's metal yeah. and it's...
And the food, the food's not that great.
33% of women admitted to fantasizing about doing it in the Eiffel Tower.
Huh.
Bring
the same
a blanket.
Standing, 31% of guys said the White House.
No.
The other 69% said, right here if you're ready now. I'm really... thinks of popular tourist destinations.
I know.
Yeah.
When you're like, oh, honey, I got 2 tickets to the Holocaust Museum. Let's go. It's like, no. It's not what it's there for.
Yeah, it's like Eiffel Tower. It's like a romantic encounter on the Space Needle. Ouch.
not on, Mo, not
right. Right.
Well, that's all I can... No, because I just think, oh, my God. Bring a blanket. If you're going to do it in the Eiffel Tower, bring a blanket.
Okay. Yeah, get some wet naps.
Or just, get the... I'm sorry. Get the world's biggest prophylactic and put it over.
Maybe that's why Durex sponsored it.
What is Durex
what is
make?
Durex?
What
they make condoms.
Don Durex makes
God.
Condoms.
Is that the problem that you just told us that?
I love you. I've got power. Jo bhi mujhe dekhe, bole hello flower. Sabhi ko hai mujhse pyar, banna chahe sab mere yaar. Eiffel Tower.